This is where we always wanted to be. Where tops of hills stretch up on tiptoes to kiss the smiling sky. The trees purr as the breeze caresses the slender frames of branches, and birdsong drips off like honey. From here, the thick woods stand still like brick soldiers. In that near distance, our concrete towers, stacked like brown boxes, filled with all those lives, being fed all those lies, bleeding from all those mouths, placed in power with a mark in a box. Here is safe. All that was, that is ever certain, is here. And now is where this story begins. As a cloud takes its first breath, swelling and curling and creasing, wandering lonely as a star, landing here, in the ear, and releasing.
Great to see you. You've lost your breath. Count the numbers, 1, 2, 3. Don't know how to. This way. Didn't catch your name. Do you know what it means? The first word published to story your existence? Have you wondered why you're lonelier than before? Are you really connecting? Liking, sharing, following, friending. If you look out into that crowded train, everyone is silent, alone, distracted. Loneliness is exhausting. No wonder you're worn out. All this baggage you're carrying on your shoulders. The looming book of deadlines, a chain of broken relationships, your father's weathered tombstone. Let me lighten the load. Okay. They're heavy burdens to carry, and it's a long way to the top.
As the cloud takes another breath, look to the map when you've lost direction. When all you see is misery, your inner beat will guide your misplaced feet.
To watch out for voids! Wait. Listen close and follow these instructions. Take your hand and hold it out in front of you. Take a look. Can you see? They're not quite like your father's, but fit you like a glove. You ever wonder at those creases? Three roads, you'll never know where they go. Take the path less travelled by, that will make all the difference. We are here. Close your eyes to see. From where you are now, this view cannot be written, only felt or remembered. Picture that time when you stood on the highest point you've ever been, then looked down. What can you see? Oh, the air's thin up here. Still struggling. Imagine an empty glass. As you pour into it, the bottom fills first. Then, ever so slowly, breathe in one long sip of air. Drawing in through your nose, stomach swelling, lungs rising, and hold. See the filled glass. As water pours, it empties from the top first. Gently empty your breath, spilling from your mouth, chest sinking, stomach carefully caving.
One, two, three, and out. Right now, all there is this sensation of being filled. Each releasing, reassembling this self-same air.
As the cloud takes breath, the waves of worry flurry far away. Rest a while on this patch of green.
The sky is sagging with sorrow. You peer over the edge, a graveyard filled with cremated dreams. Move back, the disease of human life sneers back. You can't carry on. You're too close to the edge. Are you ever going to make it? You blunder, can't carry those boulders on your shoulder. Failure flips you off the edge. You scuttle for breath. I'm not ready for death. Flashes of your father's corpse, the terror, the decomposing love, his dead smile. Wake up! That dream of just falling, nothing to cling to. No one hears your scream. Wake up, please!
As the cloud takes its last breath, stay still and let the dark come upon. Cities and seas and stars will follow. Into the silent funeral you'll be gone. Are you breathing? If you had to think to every time you forgot, wouldn't you just stop being? The climb looks impossible from here. Remember to look back. You'll see everything you've achieved. And my father left there, on that sad, sad height. In time, you'll soar by his side into that good night. Great to see you. If anyone asks what to do when grey clouds cloud over, lift your face tall to the sky, drink its dew till you're drenched through, like this. As the cloud takes its first breath, sip in one large gasp of love. Climb upon the sky above. A little light breeze frees your dove.